I'm calling the meeting to order at exactly 5 minutes after 9, Tuesday, February 16th, 2010. At this time, please turn off all your electronic devices. Thank you. Please let the record reflect that we have Senator Hollis with us, Hollis French with us today, as well as Kevin Meyer, Senator Kevin Meyer. So thank you for joining us. This bill today that we're taking up is Senate Bill 265, the Revisers Bill. And it's basically a housekeeping measure that's designed to fix and update the statute books. Basically, if the Alaska legislature or the federal Congress change a law and the law is referred to in other parts of the Alaska statutes, the reviser needs to be updated for the affected sections. Also, overtime mistakes have been sweeped into the Alaska statutes through revisions of poor correcting. So the reviser bill makes sure to smooth out these troubled sections. So with that, I think we have someone from the department. If you come forward and state your name and affiliation. And
hi, my name is Catherine Kurtz, and I'm the Assistant Reviser of Statutes with the Legislative Affairs Agency's Legal Services Division.
Maybe you might want to, yeah, thank you.
This bill, as the Madam Chair has explained, is a cleanup bill. It is our opportunity annually to try and fix mistakes that have crept into the statutes, as well as address provisions that have become obsolete, and otherwise to correct deficiencies. So that's what we're trying to do here. We're not trying to change the substance or the policy of the law at all. We're simply trying to clean up the language of the law. There's a sectional that explains each one of the changes. I should tell you I had one phone call about Section 16 of the bill, which relates to municipal land selections. And the Alaska Municipal League called me with a question about, well, does that change anything for people who are currently trying to select land? What we're doing in Section 16 and 17 of the bill, and please interrupt if you have questions about other sections, those two sections were making changes to conform usage to a term that is actually defined in the statutes. We have a definition of vacant, unappropriated, unreserved land.
Could you just slow up just a second? I think we're still trying to find
absolutely
the section. Just
page 9.
Okay, so if you just say that's on page 9, because it is a little bit.
Yes, it's on page 9.
Yep.
Starting on line 16.
That'll be helpful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And her question was about this section. We make the same types of changes on the next page in section 17, where it says vacant, unappropriated, or unreserved land as defined in this chapter. So that's pretty clearly an error because the or is not in the definition. So that's why that change is happening. In section 16, this is a change that was suggested by someone in our office. And the question from the Municipal League was, does this change anything for current land selections? My answer is, I don't think so. And we have had the Department of Law review this bill draft, and they didn't come back to us with any concerns about it. But I just wanted to let you know that that concern had been raised. With this, as with anything else in the bill, if the committee is concerned that we're changing something that should not be, we can always remove a section from the bill. So I just wanted to make you aware of that.
I assume that in this is the municipality of Anchorage that's having a little kickback on that section?
No, it was actually a question I got from the Alaska Municipal League, and she did not mention Anchorage.
Okay. Well, oftentimes you get these very bright young attorneys, and they read something different than, and this is probably where this question is coming from. But we have a very bright attorney, too, at our table, so we'll figure if that's something we have to.
Waiting for the cocky.
Continue on, please.
If the committee has any questions about other specific sections, let me know. But as I said, we've run this by the Department of Law, and I've heard back from Deborah Baer that she thinks it's making important technical changes, and they don't have any problems with anything that's in the bill right now. We hope the committee will agree that this fixes things.
Senator?
I will ask just a couple questions while we're here. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
On page 11, line 28, there's a repealer, and I'm just wondering, this looks like a fairly new statute, this looks like part of the identity theft bill, and I'm just wondering what we're taking out there.
We're not taking out anything in this bill except the notation that something has been repealed.
Oh, I see. The word repealed appeared in the statute books, and now we're just going to delete that.
Correct.
I see.
Yes.
Thank you. And same on the next page, on page 12, I see a bunch of text that looks like it just shouldn't have been printed in the statute books.
No. In this case, this is the contingent repeal section, I believe, section 21. This is something that's going to become irrelevant when 1640, yeah, section 30 is the contingent repeal. 1640-260 and 1640-270 are of limited lifespan. This should have been cleaned up in a different bill. Yeah. Those two sections that I just mentioned, 260 and 270.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, 260 and 270. You mean
1640, 260, and 270.
I don't see them.
No, they're not in this bill because they were fixed somewhere else. Those
you
are
going fast.
Okay. I'm looking at the sectional for bill section 21. Okay. What happened is that we, in a different bill, we have a delayed repeal of two sections of the statutes.
Mm-hmm.
This section that's all caps on
mm-hmm.
page 12
mm-hmm.
relies on those sections that are being repealed
mm-hmm.
elsewhere, different statute
mm-hmm.
later.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a problem. When that repeal kicks in, this won't make any sense when those statutes no longer
repealed.
Exist.
Right.
Right. They will have been repealed. Mm-hmm. So we're playing catch up here. This text will be repealed when the two statutes it's relying on are repealed.
And just for a little, just to sort of pull ourselves up from the minutia, what's the general subject of 41-21-506B? What's that statute about? What are we affecting?
Guides.
That one is relating to the licensing of fishing guides, sport fishing operator licenses. There's an exception in here for sport fishing operators.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm trying to remember, I had one other question.
Follow-up.
Oh, yep. Just actually, this is on a different section. This is on page 3. Actually, on line 20, I just thought that the chairwoman would be happy to see that we're fixing root planning. That's
periodontal.
That's a dental cleanup. But I was interested at the bottom of the page, in from a reviser standpoint, why after we put the word in quotes "limited liability partnership," we have to say it means a limited liability partnership. That seems it doesn't just, usually you guys are more succinct, and that seems oddly repetitive.
The second time, why go through all that?
I mean, wouldn't you give, like, the definition, at least say a limited liability ship has the definition given in, you know, this number or that number? It just seems, I don't know, it seems like we could be a little more brief. I think I've stumped the reviser.
Yeah.
I've never, ever had that happen before. Man. I'm very happy. Very happy.
I'm delighted to have made your morning. I'd be very happy to entertain a different way of approaching this problem in Section 6.
Mm-hmm.
As long as the terms get defined.
Mm-hmm.
They're in quotes because they're defined terms in 3206.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's done that way. Sometimes we waste a few more words in the interest of clarity, and if we're not getting there here, I'd be happy to take a different approach to it.
Madam Chair, I see the bill goes on to judiciary after here, so
okay.
I'll mull this over.
And it's writ planing, like a plane.
Right.
That's, okay.
Right. Very good. Thank you.
Did we get that one right?
Those are all my questions.
No. Planing. It's root planning.
Planning. Like, yes, we don't want root planning. And root planning could take a long time.
Yeah,
that would be
not fun. It could take a really long
fun.
Time if you have periodontal disease.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Anything else, Senator French?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. Continue on, please.
That's all I have for the committee.
Okay. And it does go on, like you say, to judiciary. Is there any public testimony? Is there anybody off that? No? Has anybody signed up to talk on this exciting topic? Okay. Seeing none. Okay, then I'm going to close public testimony. Do my fellow committee members have any comments or questions at this time? Seeing none, then what is the will of this committee on this bill? Do I hear a motion for Senate Bill 265 from committee to individual recommendations?
Madam Chair,
mm-hmm.
Now that the good senator to my right has stumped the reviser, which I've never seen either. That's amazing. I think it's time to move the committee on, or move the bill on to the next committee. So I would move that we move Senate Bill 265 from committee with individual recommendations and the attached zero fiscal note.
Do I hear any objections? Hearing none, Senate Bill 265 moves out of state affairs to judiciary. We are now adjourned.
You can retire.
That was a model.